Austin Sulk, the head baseball coach for the Arweva Rockets, joining us here today as we again continue to take a look at the upcoming 2020 baseball season. Austin, you know it's always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, you too, Jeff. Good talking to you, and thanks for having me.
You bet. You guys have got a few days. We're talking on Wednesday evening, so 3 days of practice in the book for this season. Talk about how these first 3 days have gone and what you guys are trying to focus on right now.
Yeah, Jeff, the first 3 days have gone really well. I would say the primary focus has been, the fundamentals. We got a few weeks, probably a month of throwing and stuff in, and then, April comes around, and obviously we couldn't have our 10 days hitting. And there's about six or seven guys on the team that have never played baseball before. So to get the swings right, to get the little mechanics down, we're trying to just do the little things as far as that goes schematically, and then we'll move on to situations and stuff. So, but the guys have came so far from Monday. As you know, it's been 90 to 95 degrees out, and today there was not much wind, but, the guys have drank plenty of water, stay hydrated, take care of their body, and they come and show up every day.
Austin, and you mentioned you've got some guys that haven't played a lot of baseball or any baseball really in their lives. This is a young club, one senior this year, so a lot of young guys. This is really going to be a year about teaching, the way it sounds.
Yes, it is, Jeff. We got one senior, Dalton Ehlers. He's done so well for us, at the plate, and then he plays center field, and he's all over the place in center field. He does a good job of taking command and being in control when he needs to be. He's a great leader. Then it jumps down to, one returning junior, Luke Smith, and then we have another junior who has never played baseball. He just decided that he wanted to make some memories with his buddies and that he'd go out this year. And then we jump down. We got a good sophomore class, five or six sophomores in there, and it's nice that they all have experience. They've all played since they were eighth graders. And it's kind of up to Dalton and up to some of them sophomores and Luke as a junior to lead and teach the rest of the guys the fundamentals of baseball.
You mentioned that sophomore class; it is talented, but to rely on sophomores to help be leaders, sometimes they're still in that growing process, even though they've got a few years of experience.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about getting thrown into the fire. Like I said, there's five or six guys who, when they're eighth graders, they off the bat, they were playing, eighth grade freshmen in this year. But they're so attentive. They're such good kids. They want to get better each day. And you can tell they want to get better. There's kids who will nod their head when you ask if you want to get better. But these kids are just different. They come to practice and they do the little things. And if you say hustle, they're going to hustle, and they're not going to do it 50%. They're going to go 100% in everything that you do. So, they're, like you said, they're only sophomores. They have a lot to learn yet. But, the experience definitely helps, and it's nice to have them guys around to help the guys who have never played baseball and drills and all that stuff. So they do a good job for us.
About 11 guys out this year, Coach. What do you feel like the strengths of this team could be maybe the early part of the season?
To be honest, Jeff, I like our defense. I think, like I said, The throwing got cut short. We're trying to get the guys' arms back and in motion. And during the COVID time, the guys were out throwing, I can tell. But, it's not the same if you can't make it mandatory to throw so many days. So the throwing, that's going to come along in the next couple weeks. But as far as fielding goes, we have a lot of guys in the same positions on the infield. We have an eighth grader in Harley Molina who's really stepped up and took a nice role at playing some shortstop. And we have a couple other kids who, like I said, Jeff, have never played baseball, but they've showed me a lot. And just from Monday until today, they've really listened and they've paid attention, little things and bat swings and stuff like that. And they're making good progress for us.
You feel like defense is going to be a strength, and will it be the infield or the outfield or kind of a combination of both?
Yeah, I think it'll be kind of a combination, Jeff. We have our lone senior Dalton, like I said, playing center field. Luke Smith, he got some time out there last year. He'll be out there. And Braden Kirsch played for us last year as well, and Connor Kirsch's brother. And then we got first and second. We got Damon Ehlers. We got Cooper. That group of sophomores. They, like I said, they all have experience. in the field. They all know what's going on. They all know situations. So it's just a matter of filling a couple more spots and getting them guys to continue to work and not be complacent in their spots. And they do a good job leading for us. And I think if we can stay focused defensively and realize that every inch and every second matters in baseball, you have to be mentally prepared, then I think we'll be in good shape defensively.
Lost some of your pitching from last year. Who are the guys going to be relying on to step on the mound?
Yeah, we lost four seniors. Two of them were our primary pitchers in Henry Sigelbart and Drew Shirky. And then we got, this year we still got Cooper Cook, who threw quite a bit for us last year, and Will Regaler, a couple of sophomores. Then we're going to have some guys step up to throw. Dalton Mayers is a senior. He threw some last year, but not a ton. But he'll step on the mound for us this year. A couple more sophomores. The Kirsch brothers will throw for us. And then an eighth grader in Harley Molina, he'll do some throwing for us as well. So, and the other guys, they've been practicing, and who knows, they keep getting better. They might step on the mound for us too. It's tough for some kids to adapt from the lower league to varsity, let alone have kids never play baseball to come in and play. So you really appreciate, the guys coming in every single day and working. But, pitching, as far as pitching goes, Jeff, it's just a matter of we got to hit our spots and we got to be consistent and rely on those few guys returning to throw well for us.
What's the game plan at the plate? How do you want these guys to make those approaches?
We got a couple kids who have never played that tell me they've been taught to hit home runs. I said, guys, that's the wrong mentality to have. So we hope we're just teaching them to start small. You don't need to kill the ball. Keep your head on the ball and do the fundamentals. If you do the fundamentals of baseball, some things might get monotonous, but it takes repetition in baseball. And if you do the little things on the tee or little things in soft toss or little things in a cage, you're going to become a solid hitter. And to be honest, we don't have a whole lot of guys who are going to sit there and jack home runs for us, and we're totally okay with that. We just want to build a solid foundation and build guys into having confidence at the plate. And, that's 90% of it, just having confidence. The mentality, go up there that you're going to hit the ball, you're going to have a line drive. So right now we're just trying to instill basics, mechanics, and the mentality to get a base hit.
Well, you feel like you're going to have to create runs this year with stealing and bunting and just being aggressive?
Yeah, I think so, Jeff. I think we'll have to play some small ball. We lost, Keegan Simons was our leadoff batter last year, and Drew Shirky. We lost some good hitting from last year. But I think the guys have really been working during the COVID by themselves, trying to get their swing down, trying to perfect things. And, we'll have to play some small ball. We'll perfect some bunts. Really no situations on bases. And like I said, the kids have been really attentive to what's going on in practice so far. So hopefully that translates into the game.
Austin, how do you like the schedule with everybody's schedules kind of being thrown in the air with the COVID and the delay to the start of the season? Do you like how yours broke down once you were able to get it established?
Yeah, Jeff. So it doesn't bother me at all. It basically picked up to, June 15th on. The schedule is kind of cut off before June 15th. It's tough. You have three or four games in there a week, and you only have so many pitchers. That's obviously going to be tough with the numbers that we have and the younger kids that we have. But, I'm looking forward to the challenge. I love these guys. I mean, Coach Danny, you can ask him. He's the same way. We want these guys to succeed. And the schedule is what it is, and we're going to show up every day and play our game. And our job is to have the kids prepared, and we're pretty confident that they'll be prepared. So,
Austin, a young coaching staff to go with a young group of guys, what's the excitement level just to be able to have a season and play? I imagine guys are coming to practice ready and kind of excited.
Oh, yes, Jeff. We have kids itching to play. And, I want to give Dalton Ayers a shout-out. If we didn't have the season, it would be pretty daunting because he's done so well for us over the years and worked so hard for us. But, just to get the kids out, even though it's 95 degrees out, the kids want to still be out and do stuff. And we have fun competitions in practice. And I hope the guys are having fun in practice. But yeah, it's great to see them out doing things. I don't know how much they were doing at home, you know, with the COVID going on. But, it's good to have the kids back on the field, and I think they're glad to be back as well.
Well, Austin, you know it's always fun chatting with you, and appreciate you giving us some time here late on a Friday night. I know you've been out working and just got off work here a little bit ago, so certainly appreciate the time, man. Get some rest, and best of luck this upcoming season. We'll see you guys soon.
Okay, sounds good, Jeff. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Head coach Austin Stolk again with the Arweva Rockets baseball program.